Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hello, everybody. Bing is for doing it, and we're here doing another episode of E's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Season 8, Episode 9, Grease Him Up.
Yummy.
Got Like a Virgin playing, because we have a new virgin with us.
That's right.
Joining us tonight for the first time.
That's right. Yourself. Hello, everybody. My name is Justin Nichols, and I have decided to join this crazy team. And I've been warned.
We're going
to
grease you up.
We are going to grease him up.
I'm Jason Eichler.
And I'm Keaton Markey.
And I'm Danica Kennedy.
So, guys, let's talk about Brody.
Let's talk about...
Before we talk about Brody being a little bitch, I want to say, call Brody out for his style being stuck in 2006. Anybody else notice? Like, the glasses that he wears are like, he still sags his shorts.
It's a little bro-ish.
Yeah, he's turned into a bro.
But he's a Malibu guy. I mean, I don't think that he is fitting that Malibu style. I mean, I want to divide the team already for 30 seconds.
We're divided.
We are. Those glasses
got, really? Well, when he's got his shirt off.
No,
I don't like the hair either.
Well, I have to say that in this episode, my eyes are opened with Brody because I've been a huge fan of his sexiness since his debut on reality television. I've always thought he was super cute, but he was just a whiny little bitch this episode.
Yeah.
He was not very likable underneath the beauty.
I just feel like this has been a constant thing with Brody ever since he joined, like, became a regular on the Kardashians this season. And I know we talked a little bit last week about it kind of makes me sad because, like, Brody, this has never been Brody's light since he's been introduced on television. He's never been
the annoying bitch.
He's been the fun guy. He's been the nice guy. He's been the guy's, the girl's guy, the guy's guy. He's been so likable, and I hate that I don't like him on
And I feel like it's partially because of the way they edit it too, because he's probably off having fun and drinking on this trip as well, so they could have showed that, but they only show him whining.
I would love to hear what he says once the season is done about how he felt he was edited on the show, because before this season of the Kardashians, you're right, you only ever saw him on the other reality shows or in the press about him partying it up, being this macho dude that's going after all the girls and nothing can get to him. And all of a sudden this show, it's just so all the time.
And he's never had a lot of drama about him. He's never been the drama guy. Like I mean, Spencer and Heidi were always, like, full of drama.
Yep.
And then Justin Bobby, a lot of drama.
Justin Bobby,
Brody was always pretty chill, like, on the show. I was always, like, a nice, like, breath of fresh air whenever Brody
we first see him when he's calling Rob and, like, okay, Rob wasn't here last week, get over it. And he's still, like, he's just a drama queen, everything he does.
Rob, come back. Rob, you're not fat.
I love how we can, like, tie the Hills in with the Kardashians.
I know. It's like the best.
Perfectly.
The best of both worlds.
It really does. And I would love to have Brody in here because he does seem so different on all the shows he's been on.
We want you, Brody. We want you bad.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, I've never thought of him as being such a complainer and such a whiny person and so sensitive. Like, I always thought of him as being, like, this strong kind of manly, masculine, like, yeah. I can take people's shit kind of guy. And he is so delicate and fragile yeah. in this episode.
Yeah, even on this one episode, it was, oh, you know, at first, before this episode even, oh, my father doesn't like me. I don't have the relationship with my father. And then, yep. oh, Chris doesn't like me. Oh, my buddy and partner in crime's not here. Like, boo, like, there's not a single well, person on this trip that's making him happy.
It's funny, too, because in his confessionals, he's like, I just want to be, like, really easygoing. Like, I'm super chill. And anytime he's with somebody, he's like, so what do you think's going on with Chris and me?
Yeah, you know, he's the only one stirring up drama.
Exactly.
And he's like, I loved as...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like, he was sitting at dinner with Leah and Brandon, and he, as soon as, like, Bruce got up, he was just like, okay, you guys, so Chris, like, rubbed my back. And
we have
really
to talk
awkward.
About
we
Chris.
We have to talk about Chris.
That.
Okay, Chris's yeah. awkwardness with Brody.
Well, first, let's talk about Chris in this wig.
Oh, my God.
I kind of liked it. I liked it the first time. I didn't like it with the head wrap.
Where in this entire episode did you possibly think that Chris looked good in that
I
wig?
I loved it the first time we saw the wig. I just thought it was
she
different.
She looked really, like, classy. Fun. Kind of, like, old school. But yeah. I don't even think,
I mean,
like,
it wasn't, like,
was
a
younger,
good wig.
I don't think she's ever had long hair like that. Like, when I think of pictures back with when, like, the girls were younger, like, she's always had that adorable crop. And, like, yeah. a lot of women can't do that. So props to Chris and her bone structure for being able to pull off that look.
But she and her bone structure.
Props to her plastic surgeon for that bone structure.
I think she's just trying to have fun, though. Girls love switching up their hair, I'm sure. Like, you guys have done. We're all blondes.
I know. Do you remember when Kim wore the blonde wig?
Yes.
So funny.
And the Chris wig when she started acting like Chris.
Oh, my God.
I just posted a picture on my Instagram of me in a brown wig that I tried on 2 days ago on set, and it looked very weird. I was like, I've always been a blonde. I love being a blonde. Justin would not have been allowed to be on this panel if he wasn't blonde.
Yeah, that's yep. true.
So
now all of our lucky. Fans that are Kardashian fans are going to think we're, like, blonde horrible. Power yep. people.
One kind of we ironic. Should all come in with different hair colors next weekend.
Okay. I was so happy when that wig finally went into the water, and I'm really sad that she went and fished it back out of
what
the water.
What did Chloe say? The Lord works in mysterious ways.
That was a
Well, she was, like, drunk jet skiing with a wig on. So.
I love when Chris drinks, though.
Me too.
It makes me want to be an alcoholic.
Which means that you like Chris all of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I think in every single episode,
we
every single
shot. We need
to
turn it into a drinking game while we watch the show so we have an extra special after show.
Exactly.
Maybe the
So speaking
finale.
Of extra special things,
yeah.
Chris goes and she decides to, like, mend the relationship with Brody. She's gonna, like, joke around with him. So she rubs tanning oil on his back, and it's so sexual and awkward because she starts rubbing his back and she's like, you feel just like Bruce did when he was a kid.
It wasn't sexual until she said that. Like it didn't, like, she wasn't
doing it.
It
was still kind of sexual.
It was pretty sexual.
I disagree. I didn't think it looked that sexual. I mean, for her to just go up and be like, let me rub oil on your back, that's just kind of weird in general. Cause I don't
but reverse
go
the
up
roles.
To anybody.
If Bruce had a stepdaughter, if Bruce went up to, like, Chloe and started rubbing his back and said, you feel just like Chris, wouldn't you be like,
no,
what the
that,
hell are
I know,
you doing?
But yeah. it started when she made the comment. I don't think when she originally was, like, rubbing his back or, like, offered, you know, to put suntan lotion on it or whatever
yeah.
She put on his back. I don't think that was awkward, but then she crossed the line. She, like,
well,
took it
she
a
made
step
that comment
far.
At dinner, which I didn't think was a big deal at all. I don't remember what she said. It was while she was wearing the wig, but it was something about, like, oh, it's sexual favors or something.
Oh, no, she
was
just
like,
Bruce,
joking.
Just
yeah.
I didn't,
and I thought Brody overreacted to that.
Oh, absolutely.
Completely.
But different story when she's rubbing sunscreen on his back.
But he didn't stop it. He got up off at the table and, like, left and, like, pouted off and, like, stomped his feet, whatever.
Runs away with a towel
and then,
in front
but,
of
like,
him.
But he, like, let Chris do it and didn't say anything. He was just like, okay.
Well, the
like,
dinner
it was the
table
girls
one
that were saying
awkward, yeah. I felt like, because Chris is just, she's always had such a fun personality where she just cracks jokes. And, I mean, I say stupid things like that all the time where people could take it wrong, but if you know me, it's a joke. So I kind of felt bad for her that he was making it seem so inappropriate that she did it. Because she's not actually, like, ooh, sexual favors.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to climb across the dining room.
It just shows that he's such a drama queen. Mm-hmm. Even if that, like, kind of got to him, just shut up. You're at dinner, you know?
And anyway, he is such a drama queen. Although I will say, if Chris really is so concerned about amending this relationship, there is possibly a better way to go about it than rubbing sunscreen on someone.
I agree, but
she has brought every one of her other family members to a therapist on television. Why don't you bring Brody?
But they kind of touched on this too. The Kardashians have a very open, funny family, and they joke about sex at the dinner table. And I think she's trying to like say, like, "Hey, Brody, I can have fun too," and it's clearly not working.
Have you noticed how much, like, screen time Chris has gotten? This has kind of, like, become the Chris show a little bit this
and
season.
And how little Kim has gotten.
Little Kim has gotten little, like, Courtney and her kid, like,
Chloe.
Penelope and Mason have just been
in
my
eye. I feel like that's very intentional, though. Because I watched an interview where it was Court and Kim on some morning talk show, and Kim was saying how she doesn't want her kids to be on the show. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe that's, like, inspiring Courtney to be like, "Hey, I don't want my kids to be seen by everyone," because we really haven't seen them this season
and
at all.
I mean, I feel like all three older girls have had, like, a much smaller part this season. It's been centered around Chris, Brody, a lot of Bruce in the beginning. A little bit of Rob spurts, but, like,
I like seeing Kendall and Kylie.
I love seeing Kendall and Kylie. They're great.
Which, side note, we need to talk about those pictures with Kendall, kind of off topic. Was she naked in the pictures?
It blurred out her butt. I assume that was a naked butt.
Is that child porn?
I don't know.
No, it's art.
I didn't think it was that bad because it was like just her backside.
But how old is she?
Her butt,
like 17?
She's 15.
Yeah, I don't think she's even 17.
Yeah, she's too young for it.
Yeah.
That's inappropriate.
That's very
inappropriate.
Oh, like the family's completely appropriate all the
time. That's what I was thinking.
There should be no surprise to us.
But when do you remember when Miley Cyrus showed her back?
Like, just her back, and
she had like the sheet over her,
Kendall,
and it was this huge scandal.
Kendall just
got her
down
bare
the beach
ass.
Butt naked.
Yeah.
But look at their family on the other hand. Like, they've all done Playboy sex tapes. Like, it's not, I don't know. I don't think it's that crazy.
I mean, I don't think it's crazy. I just think it's crazy because of her age.
Yeah. If like she was a different, like, her name makes it not crazy, but then I'm like, wait, how old is she? Because these two girls, I forget all the time how old they are, how young they are.
Yeah. They grew up fast.
They had
working.
Because of those, because of their three older sisters and because of how open and sexual their whole family has been. You know, I don't really think had much of I think they had a childhood, but like the teenage years, I think have just gone because they've just gone straight into work and they're being treated like adults now.
Yeah.
Well, speaking about age, I just kind of wanted to quickly bring it back to the Brody topic. I wanted to see if you guys feel the same way. I feel like he acts like he's a teenager.
I agree.
With all this thing, like the family issues, especially like the mommy daddy things, it's like, okay, you're like a grown man now. Do you guys feel that
no,
way?
No, I feel the same way because, okay, if you have an issue with your stepmom, this is something you hash out when you're a teenager, but now you're almost 30, like, move on. You know what I mean?
They've
this
been
is a
married
relationship
for
that
a
didn't
very
work.
Long time.
You don't have to, I don't know.
Yeah, just the whole thing's been so mature, you know, and we were talking about before as well. He is having so many issues on this trip, and he's not even for once considering, or I've not heard once, a thank you to Chris, the fact that she booked this trip. He has an amazing trip on a yacht at this beautiful resort in Greece, and the whole time all I can say is, no one here loves me.
And it's like, why now?
Does Brody have a job?
I don't think so.
He appears on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians series.
Yeah, but I mean, like, outside of that, he doesn't do appearances or anything really anymore, does he?
I don't know.
I'm sure he does.
Brody?
Just not big ones.
Maybe.
Brody, what do you do?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Besides
we want
wine.
To support you. He might have a clothing line or something.
He should. Or actually,
we need to do some research.
I take that all back.
tweet us or comment. Let us know if you know of Brody having a job.
Yeah. So then Brody complains more. Him and his dad and Brandon go off and they go kite sailing, which looks kind of fun.
I think Bruce was drunk this entire episode.
I think he was.
I think Kendall and Kylie were too. Chris definitely was.
Oh, I think they were too. They just
probably everyone but Kim.
Poor thing.
Well, freaking Kendall passed out for 3 hours on the top of the yacht. She like wakes up like, how long?
Where am I? Yeah, so Brody starts complaining about how Chris treats Bruce, which they've been married for a long time, and you were even talking when we were watching, Justin, that they know how to make their marriage work.
Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly. And Bruce just kind of knows, like, this is Chris's world, just shut up and go along for the ride, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that works for them.
Yeah, I don't know why Brody feels like he needs to stir the pot so much. So not only is this episode about him stirring the pot with his own relationships in this family, but now he's trying to do it with Bruce and Chris, you know?
Yeah.
So they don't have a putting green in the backyard. Stop bringing it up. Like, just let it be. Bruce is fine.
Well, yeah, and Bruce can afford to go golfing.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's, like, a golf course in their, like, living area, too. Not living area, but, like, subdivision.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, there's gotta be.
He kind of accused Chris of being, like, just so materialistic. I felt like... What did he say?
Yeah,
he
let's talk about this big confrontation at the end, because you think they're gonna talk, and I thought it was gonna literally be, like, you weren't there for me growing up, or you weren't this. And he said...
I'm sorry.
What did he say?
Did
he
you
called it the lavish lifestyle. And that's what he's against. The, like... The lavish lifestyle.
The celebrity
what is your
glamour life?
What is your lifestyle, Brody?
Exactly. I think it was very.
You dated Kristen Cavallari, Paris Hilton, Lauren Conrad. Like, I'm pretty sure you live a lavish lifestyle. You spend all your nights at clubs. Like, that's pretty lavish.
Well, I just love too how it was built up so dramatically, you know. And so he goes in and he goes, "I need to talk to you seriously,
be brutally honest,
and be brutally honest." That's right. And then he goes, "I don't like your lifestyle."
Well, and it's like he pulled that topic out of his ass. Like, I'm really mad at you because...
I need to think of something.
Lavish
felt
lifestyle.
Like
you're
rich.
He had
to make it up last minute because he didn't want to say
if
the
I
truth
was Chris, I would have said, then get off my yacht.
Yeah.
You know, if you're against this,
yeah,
that's
if you're
fine.
Against having this much fun, this fancy dinner, you don't have to be here.
So then I thought they were going to have a really cool moment when Chris was just saying, like, I want my kids to be happy. I want my stepkids to be happy. And I thought she was genuine about that. And I think that's even why she's doing all the momager stuff at the end of the day, like, to make her kids money, to make
she's
her kids happy.
She's supporting her entire family by doing that.
And he just kind of was like, you never gave two shits about Brandon and I growing up. Which I don't feel like it's true. I feel like Brody had a different family. You know what I mean? He went with his stepmom, or he went with his real mom and his stepdad and did that thing.
Well, and do you know what I did find it surprising, though, that when Kendall was talking to Bruce and was like, I'm really excited about this trip, Dad, because I've never been on a trip with Brody and Brandon and Leah. And I'm just like, how have you never gone on a trip with your, like, she's blood related to them. Like, I felt like that was, kind of weird. So I feel like they never really tried growing up to, like, have that type of, like, close bond or, like, do the family things together. They were very separate.
They didn't. And that's why they're having so many issues with Brody and Bruce, because Bruce kind of just, like, left and went all Kardashian, and then the rest of the family did their own thing. And so they're joining up now, way later.
But I wonder if when you're a kid and that's happening, if that was, like, Brody's way of, like, oh, this crazy woman came in and stole my dad and my family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
and
sure
he doesn't realize, like, you should blame it on your dad. He's the one that's responsible, not your stepmom.
Not Chris. Yeah. She was just doing her own thing.
Yeah, she was raising her family, and now she's bringing you to Greece.
So. Yeah.
I'm so team Chris. I'm like, yeah, Chris was
too.
Right.
Leave
she
her
was
alone.
Fun. I like her wig.
She likes to drink. We like to drink.
I'm defending her
drunkenness. Do you guys know what else we like?
Wigs.
Cereal Buddies.
Did you like Cereal Buddies?
Do you like that transition?
Yeah, that was a great one.
If you go
very
to
smooth,
CerealBuddies.com, there are links to download Cereal Buddies on Amazon and iTunes, and it's like $4 or $5, and all of the proceeds...
$4.99.
Exactly. All of the proceeds go back into AfterBuzz so we can continue to give you these podcasts for free. And it's worth your money. It's got Maria Menounos is in it, Beth Barris from Two Broke Girls, Artie Lang.
Our girl, Kathy Lee Gifford.
Kathy Lee Gifford, that's
love
what's
me
up.
Some Kathy Lee. Where's Hoda? Where's Hoda?
Why couldn't she do it? But yeah, just download it and you won't regret it. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Good anybody stuff. Have anything to add?
Yes.
No?
Yeah. You should look us up on iTunes. You can go and look up AfterBuzz TV, look up our Kardashian podcast, and subscribe to it.
Right.
And we love comments, and we love 5 stars. We weren't the original host, and there were other
They weren't blonde, so we voted
show.
Them off.
Yes, for the previous season. So we need new likes and new comments about us now.
And we love all the YouTube comments too.
Yeah,
and I were talking
YouTube
to you guys
comments
last
have been
week.
Great. We really appreciate them, and we love, like, you know, if we miss something that you guys remind us, it's helpful. And also, let's talk about Scott.
Let's talk
because
about
Scott. he's like my favorite Kardashian.
Because
like,
okay,
for real.
I feel like last week Courtney was very okay with the fact that Scott wasn't coming on the trip because every time Scott goes on a Kardashian vacation, it's like drama.
Disaster.
10 million. Yeah, and so last week she seemed really okay with it. And then
she almost
I think,
seemed relaxed that
yeah,
he wasn't
like,
there.
I can just relax because Scott's not going to be there being a little whiny bitch, too. we've already got Brody. But then I feel like Leah made it worse. Because she's starting to talk to her.
Definitely.
She's like, so Scott's not here.
Talk does about that, stirring
does
the
that,
pot.
Yeah, does that make you sad? What about your kids?
Yeah, that voice of hers does not fool me. Because that is the sweetest, nicest voice.
Courtney, do you miss Scott? Like, don't you think he should be here? So, like, with the family, he's missing all these memories. You shouldn't be okay with this. Like, she was, like, literally telling her how she should feel about it. And I'm just like, shut up. Like,
well, and like,
a
okay, yes, Leah and Brandon have a very lovey-dovey relationship.
They're adorable.
But that's not Scott and Courtney at all. That's not who they are.
I feel like Leah gets away with saying nasty shit and being a bitch because she has this soft air.
Yep. Like, so
such a
sweet,
angelic girl.
And you're like, wait, what'd you just say?
Yeah.
You know what? And I like couples like Scott and Courtney. You know, we were saying earlier how it is really cool when couples can be away from each other for just a little bit and for couples to have their alone time and he can have fun with his friends and she can have fun with their family. If they don't work together with the big family, great, don't force yourselves to do it.
And I think
do what works for you.
I think they're learning that because obviously we've seen so much happen and they don't want to get married. They don't want to spend all this time together and that's just how they work.
Mm-hmm. I think it's healthy. I can't stand being around the same person all the time. You need to have a little break from each other here and
there. Well, and he even said too that he doesn't want to ruin her trip either.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a very grown-up decision.
Although it looks like now, towards the end of the episode, that now she's regretting being so supportive of that, and she wishes that he was coming sooner, so maybe she's changing her mind.
Well, and then again, they're like, poor Scott gets, like everything that ever of Scott that gets put on the TV show is of him being drunk and being stupid. And I know he's not drunk and stupid all the time. Like,
but even if he is, I love it.
I really like Scott, and like I used to hate him, but he's really grown on me.
I felt like Courtney was fine with him not being there until Leah brought it up, though.
Yeah. Well, didn't you think that whole thing with the pictures of the girls coming out of the club was kind of random? Because she's like, I know he didn't do anything. Then why are you bringing it up?
Yeah, I don't remember seeing anything about that.
It looked
that
like Lindsay Lohan was, like,
news.
Hunched over in the back of the car, but it wasn't her. Somebody
but,
else
like,
with a bad
if
wig.
If Scott's with, like, five of his single friends, yes, bring home. Like, I'm sure, like, you know, he's like a wingman, and then they go off with the girls.
Exactly.
And, like, leave him alone.
You have to
leave Scott alone!
The next YouTube sensation.
I know. So, well, then I think Courtney also sees Brandon and Leah go off on their little day trip and have this thing. But Courtney, if Scott was there, I don't think would go off and spend alone time with Scott. Because every time he's ever tried to do that on a vacation, she's like, no, Scott, we're here to spend time with my family. So I kind of think she's also being dramatic.
Well, and if you remember that one time when where did they go? I think they went to Paris. They went to this bridge, and then like Scott like stood Courtney up and like left her there. So
he does tend to do that.
Yeah,
he's kind of like sometimes.
It's okay. We love you, Scott.
No, I think it's a smart move. You know, like I know that you know for some of my extended family too. 5 days or 7 days, that's a lot of time. But if you can show up for just 2 days, you can handle it for
smart.
2 days. You know, smart guy, you can put the best image on for 2 days.
Well, and now it's kind of good, too, because everybody's focusing on Brody.
Yeah.
And so now Scott's
now
not the problem
the bad
child.
Guy.
Yeah.
I understand why Scott is kind of tentative with coming, though, because all the other vacations they've gone on, they get so mad at him every time.
Yeah.
He can't do anything right when he's around them, especially if it's a Chris, like, structured and pitched vacation. Like, she controls everything that's going on and she just nitpicks at everything he does wrong. But I wonder, because, like, usually on these family vacations, Scott and Rob are the ones that get in trouble. So, like, it's kind of weird that neither of them are there.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, like, they were kind of, they've driven golf carts into pools and oceans.
I wanted to bring up Rob earlier when we were talking about Brody, because he invited him on the trip, and then he didn't even go because he was self-conscious of his body, but...
And we didn't really see him at all this time, so I'm wondering what...
And they stopped talking about
maybe him. He's working out, finally.
You go, Rob!
I mean, they have workout machines in Greece.
That's
I don't understand why he would not go.
Well, Chloe said, too, she's like, I don't want to be in a swimsuit in front of you all either, but you don't have to be.
Yeah, and you... Speaking of, like, Chloe and being in a swimsuit, YOLO. Guys.
Yeah, okay,
YOLO.
Let's talk about the YOLO pact, because there's just a lot of things that happened in the episode that don't really go along, but let's just talk about
all
of them.
We're going to talk about the YOLO pact.
So, Chloe loves saying YOLO. Was it in Miami where they bought all the YOLO gear when they went out and wasted? And they brought the cat to the bar?
Yes, and they, oh my God. Oh.
I forgot about that.
R.I.P.
Rest
kitty.
In peace, Mercy.
Mercy.
So funny, but I liked when
Portadito.
What, and there's that, like, random fat naked guy on the side of the road. around the side of the river.
The rock.
The ocean,
oh, yeah, the merman. He was, like, smoking a cigarette
People
naked.
People like to be naked in Greece.
Really?
Or in Europe in general, on beaches.
Nude beaches.
He's like, screw it.
No tan lines.
Literally.
I feel like the people that are always nude on nude beaches are the ones that shouldn't be.
I know, exactly.
And this was a perfect example on this episode, because that man should not be.
I would have done the same thing Courtney did. I'd have been like, pull the boat closer. I want to talk to you.
So funny. I like when they jumped off the boat, though.
That was cute.
We haven't seen Courtney and Chloe do their thing in a while.
Yeah, they play off of each other really, really well. And it's kind of been, you know, like, earlier in the season, Chloe got a little left out. She was a little sad because Kim and Court were, like, getting so close about the baby talk and stuff. And Chloe was like, what the hell, you guys? So it's kind of nice that, like, they're having their fun little sisterly time.
I love it.
As Kim has passed out in the bed of this yacht the entire time.
Poor thing. She's like so pregnant at this point.
She's
so
itching.
Oh yeah. So what is that cream she put on? The lizard legs? Is that what they call that?
I want to get some of this lizard leg stuff.
Tingly.
Tingle.
But you're not supposed to like itch.
So she just rubs and punches her breasts instead of scratches.
That was so funny at dinner, and she's just like going to town.
And then she was like, you can't scratch it, it'll give you stretch marks. And then a few cuts later, she's like scratching herself.
Oh, we've got to talk about why they didn't name their baby a K name. So funny. So Kim says, if I'm Kim with a K, Kanye with a K, and we name our baby a K name, then we'll be the KKK.
But I thought of that. What about Courtney, Kim, and Chloe? KKK.
Well, Chris made it fourth.
Oh, yeah.
But it is like the three daughters. I guess that does make sense.
I don't
know. That's so funny, though.
It is. It was interesting to me that, like, she just kind of walked right up and was like, yeah, we're naming her North. What, like, this, like, that, the name North, it was, like, such, like, an announcement. And nobody knew what it was going to be. But then, like, in this episode, she's like, oh, yeah, we've already decided on North. And I think they went on this trip, in May?
Do you think maybe they were trying to wait and announce it on the show?
Probably.
And it just leaked? Because they did that with the baby's sex,
too. Yeah.
They leaked it to the press the same day that we saw it on the show.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't a very big deal in this episode. It was just kind of mentioned offhand in this short scene. Mm-hmm. So I don't think if it was trying to be, like, announced in this episode, I think it would have been
a bigger
deal.
But, I mean, maybe it came out and that's why they played it this way. I don't know.
Nah.
They probably tried to keep it on the down low as long as they can.
Because we still haven't seen pictures.
No.
I know. And we've seen the royal baby. Hello, you know, Prince George.
Hello.
Our royalty in Los Angeles is the Kardashians.
I know, that's
so.
Right. It's American
Show
royalty.
Us North. Show us North.
So I think we covered everything, right?
I just wanted to quickly bring up, did Chloe's butt get bigger?
I think it was just the angle or something. Because I feel like her body's been rocking.
Part?
I know that lady's like, I lost 10 pounds trying to get this on you.
Yeah, she was, that was, I would be mad if someone said that to me.
I would too.
I think, like, they all just have started to own the fact that they're curvy and they got big booties. And, you know, I'm proud, like, good for them. Like, their butts look, like, even though their butts are as big as they are, they look great. They're not, like, full of cellulite or anything. They're just, like, badonkadonks.
Proud to be a big booty hoe.
Own it. Own it, girls.
That's one of the things I love about the Kardashians, since they do, you know, modeling and stuff. All the models in the industry are so thin and so tall. It's like, oh, they have curves and stuff.
Yeah.
They're
normal.
Real people.
You know, and before we go, though, I do, going back to YOLO, I do think that if people are home for next episode, if they're not driving anywhere, they should join us in the new YOLO drinking game.
Yes.
They say it so many times on the show that literally every time one of the Kardashians says YOLO,
we're going
to
drink.
You have to do a shot. You have to drink your wine just like, you know, in style of Chris.
So when you're watching next week and we're all blacked out, that's why.
And if there's any other like fun drinking games you think we could play along with the Kardashians, tweet at us and let us know.
Maybe Bible.
We love drinking.
Bible, yes. Bible, maybe we do something like
perfect.
That.
Perfect. Let's get into some news and gossip.
News and gossip.
TV news.
You guys, I brought the notebook back, but I didn't write
Keaton's
that
got
much.
A news and gossip notebook.
I have a news
Excited.
And gossip notebook, and it's polka dots.
It's so high tech.
It's very high tech because my printer doesn't work. It's okay. So, there hasn't really been that much in the news this week about the Kardashians, but I did see this funny article about all the things that Kim and Kanye are putting in their house.
About the beds?
The beds as well as the...
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so they're spending more than $1 million on a security system alone, and...
Hold up. I think that's valid.
Yeah, okay, I agree.
I think so too.
Four gold-plated toilets for a total of $750,000.
Toilets?
Toilets. Six totally special balanced. Edition, I can't even say this, Savoir Royal State Beds, which take hundreds of hours to create from a unique combination of cashmere, carded virgin lamb's wool, and magnolia horsehair laid over hand-tiered star-lashed springs.
Oh my god.
The bed, headboard, and the canopy are all covered in the same decadent gold silk to create an iconic that they create Hermes ties with. And according, there's only 60 of these beds that have been produced, and they cost about $200,000 each. My favorite thing that they're getting, though, is the Swarovski encrusted fridge freezer. That's almost $1 million.
I wouldn't want them to have anything else, though.
But again,
Kanye and Kim, they've got to be totally upgraded.
Again, they are Los Angeles royalty.
I know,
but over $1 million for six beds. I mean, that's maybe a little over the top, even for the Kardashians.
I still feel like they get everything for free because people want their product name. I always think of film, TV stuff, product placement when I see things on the show that they're wearing and naming the stores.
No, I agree, and especially since it's Kim and Kanye.
Well, and then on a kind of a sadder note, one of the people that they were talking to about what they're putting in their house was Chris. And something that I did see earlier this week about Chris was that people are really getting concerned about her drinking. And
I'm not.
I'm not either.
We love it when Chris is a little tipsy on the show, but rumors are starting to swirl that she's drinking too much and she's kind of taking to the drink when she's stressed out. She's very busy right
okay,
now.
Okay, but if you are running this multi-billion-dollar empire, you better drink. And she is a fun drunk, so there's nothing wrong. You drink, Chris.
Yeah, if she works hard and she wants some wine at the end of the night, I don't care.
Yeah, you go for it.
She can't be drinking that all the time because obviously she's working a ton.
Yeah.
And like her empire is still an empire, so
it's still growing.
It's not like she's being a nuisance, I don't think.
Absolutely. And I think people forget too that these cameras are not really around them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yeah. I think you'd be surprised that maybe it's only 2 or 3 days a week that the cameras are even there. So the fact that they see her drinking all the time on the show, that's not really that often if they're there once or twice a week in the house.
Yeah, we're not watching her being filmed while she's working at her desk.
Exactly.
Of course, they're going to show the interesting stuff. I have some other news and gossip. I sent Jason the article. It was kind of depressing, but it said that, I think it was on BuzzFeed, I believe, that the Kardashians show will be wrapping up in 2015.
I saw that.
They have had enough of the reality TV lifestyle, and since Baby North is in the picture, Kim starting her own family with Kanye, who doesn't want to be a part of reality TV, I think the rest of the family is kind of burnt out and they all have their own separate projects they want to work on, so we'll be doing one more season and then over, it sounds like.
Aww.
It'll be interesting though, because I feel like Kendall and Kylie will still have something, because they're still launching themselves
on
modeling or something.
LA
or something like that. But I feel like Kim is up to this point where she doesn't really need to be. She's got so much money and she can take time to just be a mom now.
Well, and they are saying she's changed so much since she's had this baby. She's not even into it anymore. She's completely switched gears and is
Well, she's worked her ass off for the past 7 years. It's time for a break.
I don't know. I'm skeptical because I did read the same article. They said up to maybe 3 more seasons if they can squeeze it into 2015. I forget the ballpark figure, but it was quite extraordinary the amount that they were going to get to finish up through 2015.
Yeah.
But I really don't think we have seen the last of the Kardashians.
Oh,
Never. We're going to end Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Behuva, I promise you to all of our listeners, there's going to be many more Kardashian reality shows out there because now the girls are going to have one. You know, Kendall and Kylie.
Oh, for sure.
Rob might have
Chloe
one.
I want Chloe on a talk show.
Can we just change the Chris talk show to the Chloe talk show?
I like the Chris talk show.
I do too. Actually, I want them all to have their own show.
I want Chloe to be there every day with Chris. I saw an episode with her and Chloe and I just freaking thought
so
it was
funny.
Hysterical.
Since we were just talking about how if Kim's going to be coming back into, working all the time, I did read something that she's on a 1200 calorie diet right now to get off the baby weight. And
breastfeeding at the same time.
Yeah, lots of breastfeeding. So the article was is that too little calories? What is she going to do? Is she going to starve? But I don't
think she's so tiny too, though.
Yeah,
so I feel like that's a lot for her height.
She's going to drop this weight, I bet you, quick. Because she was, I felt just was holding in so much water when she was pregnant. Like, she was so bloated all the time. I think, the next time we see her, she's just going to be like, oh, my God.
I know.
Really, Kim? You look great.
Rockin' bad, rockin' babe. Let's get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Justin, since it's your first time,
we'll let you
throw me
first.
In first. No, I should be able to go. Oh man, you guys really are throwing me to the wolves. All right, so my predictions for next episode.
Yeah, or whatever you want to predict.
The future for the Kardashians.
Well, their future is going to be bright. That's for sure.
Gosh,
inspiring. Yeah, I know, right? I don't know exactly what I think. I think that for the entire rest of the season, I don't think we're going to see any change from Brody. I think the whole time, nothing's going to be resolved with him. I don't know. Let me hear what you guys are going to say first, and then I'll go from there.
I absolutely disagree with that. I think they've been playing up the storyline of Brody so much that they're going to have some type of resolution at the end. That's what I think is going to be his story arc of this season. And I'm excited to kind of see why Kendall gets so pissed off next week. I think it's going to be... I don't know.
I agree, because my favorite reality TV moments are when they don't want the cameras there.
Yeah.
And when she says to her, storming off, I'm not filming this.
Yeah. So, because you can tell, okay, this is something that's a little more real.
Yeah, love it.
I'm just excited to see the to be continued, because they didn't really finish the conversation. They left us hanging the cliffhanger with their conversation. Brody and Chris is who I'm talking about. So I want to see what the rest of that discussion is, and hopefully it ends in a hug and civil, and
they're going to make out
fun.
I still think Rob's going to come back. I think he's going to show up when Scott does.
Ooh, new prediction. The Brody... thing will end and calm down, and then Scott and Rob show up. Bam! New drama.
And they'll all go out and get drunk together.
No, the end of Grease is going to be happy. Okay. I think the end of Grease, everybody's going to leave on a good note.
Well, we could obviously go on for days and days and days, but we've got to wrap it up in here. In the meantime, where can they find you guys?
Well, you can find me on Twitter. My Twitter page is Justin J. Nichols. Or on Facebook, Justin Nichols.
You can find me on Twitter at KeatonM33, as well as on Instagram.
And you can find me on Twitter at Danica Kennedy and at DanicaKennedy.com.
And I'm at Jason Eichler on Twitter and Instagram. And we will all be back in here next week.
See you then.
Thanks, everybody.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host, not necessarily.